improve you. Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us once again. Woodsy, I hope you are doing well. Can you, what is single limb training?
Well, single limb training, sometimes called isolateral training or unilateral strength training, is a method of stimulating one limb independently of the other. Unlike the more traditional approach of bilateral strength training, where individuals perform strength exercises with both limbs together in a very unified manner. So that would be the difference.
Okay. Why is this method important?
Well, it's interesting, Gregor. You know, very few of us have strength training parity from left to right side of the body. And when this happens and there's a huge disparity, it can lead to poor performance in sport. And I'm going to give you this example. Imagine if on the right side of your car, the wheels on the right side were faster and they turn more freely. And the wheels on the left side were a little bit seized up. They didn't move as freely. When you step on the gas, things go off course. Everything pulls left. The car, as a result, does not run very efficient mechanically. And your body responds in a similar way. So even for people who don't strength train traditionally but lead a task-oriented life, they very typically favor the more dominant side while performing tasks. So what I mean by that, like if they're right hand dominant or right leg dominant, they're kicking open doors or pushing open doors and things like that with their right side. So this can lead to compensation patterns in movement and sometimes poor posture. But beyond that, we see size variation from limb to limb as well. And so when we're doing like girth measurements during baseline testing for our clients that come into the personal training studio, it wouldn't be uncommon sometimes that we see a difference between the right and left bicep, anywhere from a quarter inch to maybe even 2 inches. And in the quadricep, it could be a quarter inch and as many as maybe 4 inch difference from side to side. And it's interesting, some task-oriented individuals, like guys that build houses, framers, for example, I've seen in their forearms like a difference between right and left of about an inch and a half. So when you're swinging that East Wing hammer all day long, you get this localized muscular hypertrophy in the forearm where it's noticeably different or larger than the other side.
Okay. And so you'd probably maybe want to work on the other side. So is there certain equipment best for this type of single limb training?
Well, you know, many equipment companies build what we call isolateral resistance machines for strength training. All the basic lifts, you know, can be performed on these pieces of equipment. And the same thing applies with free weight training. So all the basic lifts can be performed using a dumbbell or a barbell to work the desired single limb. So some examples of these exercises might be like walking lunges, the Bulgarian split squat, single leg jumps or hops of some sort. This would all be unilateral lower body strength and conditioning work. And then for the upper body, any basic movement pattern that you can think of, like just doing a chest press, like a bench press, like doing it with one dumbbell instead, where you're working each side independent, doing your basic back rows or even with cable systems. The only difference being is that you're isolating that one limb and you're working very deliberately with that one limb.
Jeff Woods joins us from Custom Fit. So how should we approach the lifting method? Which limb do you go first? Do you alternate? Like, do you start one arm? Like, do you always go with your weak arm first? You know, if you're right-handed, do you go with your left first? Do you go with your right? Do you go with your legs first? Do you do legs? Like, is there a specific way that's better?
Well, okay, that's a good question. So, I mean, as far as your actual programming goes, if you're working split routines or if you're doing something that's sports-specific, I mean, all of that prescription can stay in place. Now, I've looked at some recent research where it's shown a slight advantage in performance for some elite level cyclists implementing an alternating style of single limb strength training in their off season. So what I mean by that is this. So imagine the leg extension. So that's a piece of equipment where you're sitting on it and you're going to kick your knees out or extend the knee joint to work the quadriceps. So if you're going from side to side, generating force, this methodology seemed to improve their performance. And, you know, it's very specific to need in some respects, because when you're participating in sport, you're going to generate power, whether you're running or cycling, you know, from one limb to the other. So it becomes specific in nature. So that type of training did seem to make a difference, where you're sort of shifting the load from leg to leg. My advice, like you just pointed out, if you're just doing some strength training and you want to mix it up a little bit and you want to work, you should probably work your weaker limb first is a good strategy, because your stronger side will typically pull through when you do start to fatigue. Now, some people will struggle defining which is the weaker limb. So if you're right-handed, typically your left arm is the weaker. If you kick a soccer ball with your right leg, typically your left leg is the weaker. Sometimes it's not always clear. So if that's the case, you know, we test, we evaluate to see how somebody's function is, to see whether the load patterns are the same with each leg or with each arm. And again, just by sometimes doing girth measurements, if we see a limb that is measurably smaller, that might be an indicator that that limb is the weaker unit.
And when you're starting single arm, do you start with lower reps than you normally would? Like, let's say, you know, you do bench press and you like to do 10 reps, and then you go on the bench and you want to do a single arm. Do you still do 10 reps just at a much lighter weight, or do you start at lower reps, or does it matter?
Well, again, it would be sort of relative to whatever your prescription is, but the repetition range would probably stay the same, but you would probably work with lighter loads to develop strength, obviously, get some adaptation, and also develop a sense of motor skill. You know, like doing that that action. It's funny, when a lot of people transition into doing some unilateral work where they haven't done a lot of it, they can be a little clumsy and awkward working that that single limb. So I would say lighter loads, Gregor, would be my advice. Keep your repetitions consistent with what you've done in the past, and then progress the loads accordingly.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeffrey. Appreciate your time.
Good, Jason. Take care.